It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Follow us on Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Same thing for Twitter. And the number to call us, 833-JOE-ALEX. That is 833-563-2539. So, Liv the Web Girl wanted to talk about cereal this morning, like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, or what exactly were you speaking of?
As delicious as that sounds, no. I wanted to talk about cereal dating because Pete Davidson was spotted with another woman that is not Ariana Grande. And I am convinced that Pete Davidson is a serial dater.
Ooh.
He is not a serial dater that goes on dates constantly with multiple women at a time. I mean, like a serial long-term dater. So he's obsessed with getting into like these deep relationships and quick.
Like he can't just stay single.
Exactly. Exactly. And so I looked up the signs of what a serial dater is and how to look out for a serial dater so you're not getting into a relationship with them. And the biggest thing is that they're all about the honeymoon phase. That's their biggest phase. But in the honeymoon phase, they'll experience a lot of things that like a long-term relationship will experience, but in a very fast time.
Oh no.
So during the golden time frame, full of vulnerability and excitement and uncontrollable nerves, the two of you are giddy to be around each other. You're exploding with butterflies during each and every kiss and find yourselves falling hard and fast into love. This is when the memories are made. You'll take the fancy dinner trips together on Friday nights and he'll even hold the door for you. Then you'll go out for drinks at adorable cocktail bars and fun trips. So it's all kind of like a dream. Really fast, really quick.
So far, I'm concerned.
I was going to say, when you brought this up, I thought it might be Alex. But so far, one for one with Alex.
Yeah, this person does not let time take its toll into like a natural relationship. It's just very, very quick. Also,
just going to ding when it sounds like Alex.
Another big sign is that they refuse to be single. Serial daters hate being single. They hate the thought of being alone, and they especially hate not having someone eagerly waiting by the phone to answer every text. Why? Because they constantly have people lined up to date them. They have an assembly line of lovers waiting patiently for their names to be called. It's almost like a monkey bar effect. Serial daters swing from prong to prong, pleasing as they go and leaving at their own will.
I don't know if I don't think I do that.
Okay. You don't think so? I think you do.
I don't have guys. I have to like search far and wide to find somebody.
Right, but you're like almost like obsessed with it. Like when you're not dating,
I'm on the hunt.
Constantly on the hunt. And then sometimes when I've known you, you'll get a guy and it'll be so perfect for like a month. Yep. And then you'll realize he doesn't know what the Illuminati is. And you're like, I'm ditching this guy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
For
so
sure.
But at first, it's very high hopes.
Oh, so
everything.
Far this is looking good for me.
And then they're afraid of commitment. This is a huge one, which I don't think.
That's not me.
I don't think that matches Alex. But it says the biggest downfall of a serial dater is his or her ongoing fear of commitment. Quite often, serial daters are jaded and don't believe in everlasting love. So they fill their time with temporary men or women who will fill the void of a long-term relationship.
That may not be Pete Davidson either because
he wanted to be with Ariana Grande.
Yeah, he proposed.
Right. But was that just because they were in the honeymoon phase and obsessed this like new thing and this new love and memories that it ended up failing?
This is starting to sound more like a conspiracy.
You think so?
Yeah.
And also a huge thing is that they're very obsessed with like checking their phones. So like if a date's not going well, then they're like obsessed with like getting back on their phone to like see if there's other guys texting them, other girls texting them, sending them Snapchats, or like hopping right back on dating
like
apps.
Everybody I know does this.
The second a relationship is done.
Yeah, sounds like everybody I know is a serial dater then.
Yeah, is that one kind of like par for the course though?
Yeah, like cafes I feel like could be anybody.
Well, I think that also it does have to do with like millennials because we're all obsessed with like what could be better, what could be like new and better, and like the fear of missing out on something great.
Yeah.
So it's like the second they have a dull moment with someone that they're with, then they hop on their phone and hop on their dating app to see if there's someone else better out there for them.
I got so lucky that I wrapped up my wife when I did, because a few more years down the road, I may not have been able to keep her. You know what I mean? There might have been more options out there. But I got it before that big dating profile like Tinder and Bumble kickoff and all those other options. She didn't know there was other things out there. So I got lucky.
Just in the nick of time.
I did. I was a lucky man.